Judah's life was brief, but his achievements were immense. He was the match that lit every candle that has kindled on Hanukkah since then. His focus on the purification of the temple from paganism meant that his military victories ensured the endurance of the Jewish faith, a faith that we now see fused with the fighting in which the heroic members of the IDF are engaged. Welcome to the epilogue of our series on the Maccabees, the Shamash and the Light of Judah. I'm Meir Soloveitchik. At the beginning of our series on Judah the Maccabee, I reflected on the way in which the memory of Judah looms in Jewish imagination and how that contrasts with the incredibly small amount of information we have about him. A biography of Judah cannot tell us anything about his youth or the influences upon him other than his father. Indeed, we are not fully certain what the meaning of the word Maccabee actually is. Judah's own battles are only briefly described in the texts of Maccabees, and it was only after Judah's death that his brother Jonathan took advantage of the rivalry between two factions of the Seleucid family in order to gain recognition from both, with true independence only being achieved by the last Maccabean brother, Shimon. But a looming legacy Judah nevertheless has, and in pondering the small amount of text we have about him and his death following the awful odds that Judah faced in the Battle of Elasa, we might remember a brief, beautiful poem by Chana Senesh, which she wrote after she left the Holy Land to enter Nazi-occupied Hungary, seeking to find and free her mother and other Hungarian Jews. The poem that she wrote and handed to a comrade before she went into Hungarian territory read, quote, Ashrei ha-gafrur she-nisraf v'hitzit lehavot. Ashrei ha-le'ava she-bara b'sitrei levavot. Ashrei ha-levavot she-yadu lachdol bechavod. Ashrei ha-gafrur she-nisraf v'hitzit lehavot. And the poem is usually translated as follows. Blessed is the match consumed in kindling flame. Blessed is the match that burns in the secret fastness of the heart. Blessed is the heart with strength to stop its beating for honor's sake. Blessed is the match consumed in kindling flame. As I argued in commentary, the poem seems linked to Proverbs, which tells us that Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam, the soul of man, is a candle or a lamp of God. The biblical verse describes the luminous nature of the human spirit, bringing to mind Churchill's description of Harry Hopkins, a sick and infirm man who did so much to bring America to support Britain in its battle against the Nazis. Hopkins, Churchill said, was, quote, a soul that flamed out of a frail and failing body. He was a crumbling lighthouse from which there shone the beams that led great fleets to harbor, end quote. The notion in the Bible of a human soul as akin to a candle lit by the Creator highlights how a small flame can have an extraordinary amount of power, can kindle so many other lamps, and so too can a soul reveal an almost infinite amount of energy and inspire so many. Senesh, in her poem, gives us a modern version of the soul as lamp, seizing on an invention that did not exist in the period of the Bible, the match. A match brings forth a fiery force, but it is gone so soon after. But if the match can be utilized to kindle another flame, then even if the match itself goes out, the seemingly transient life lived by the match is endowed with endurance. In Senesh's words, the match is nisraf, but it can kindle other flames in its brief existence, and it achieves thereby immortality, and on such a match we can pronounce, Ashrei ha-gafrur, blessed. It truly is. Judah's life was brief, but his achievements were immense. He was the match that lit every candle that has kindled on Hanukkah since then. His focus on the purification of the temple from paganism meant that his military victories ensured the endurance of the Jewish faith, a faith that we now see fused with the fighting in which the heroic members of the IDF are engaged. To see the images of Israel right now, to see photographs of the IDF members on Hanukkah, is to remember the short story written by Theodor Herzl, titled The Menorah. This epilogue is the 9th episode of our series, and the 9th lamp on the menorah today is known as the Shamash, or the Servant, the flame that is not one of the main lights, but which is utilized to kindle the rest. In the story, Herzl seems to compare himself to the Shamash. He reflects that he had grown up with little Judaic experience, but he hoped that his efforts would lead to an independent Jewish state that reflected the luminous candles of Hanukkah, Jews proudly embracing Jewish identity. To see the young soldiers of Israel, to see the candles that they are, beacons for world Jewry. Herzl concluded his story by writing, quote, when all the candles are ablaze, everyone must stop in amazement and rejoice at what has been wrought, and no office is more blessed than that of a servant of this light. So the story concluded. How blessed Jews are to see, even in this difficult time, the lights of the soldiers of Israel, lights that testify to the living legacy of Judah. And we must, to paraphrase the story known as the menorah, stop in amazement and mark in reverence what has been wrought. This is Meir Soloveitchik wishing you a luminous and meaningful conclusion to Hanukkah. Signing off.